Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Conan O'Brien tweets, now that everyone has more free time on their hands, any chance we can finally get around to changing the name of Sour Cream? Conan also tweets, face masks should have a reflective surface so people who aren't wearing them can see what assholes they are. I like that one a lot, Conan. Kamal Nanjiani said, shout out to dudes who think masks are weak, but that Batman is cool. And Matt O'Brien, who I'm not sure is a comedian, might just be a civilian, tweeted, just heard a guy pronounce it COVID-19, so congrats on just outing yourself as a bunch of crows disguised in a polo shirt. Sam J spoke to Vulture. If you haven't watched Sam J's special on Netflix, he does from memory. That is the second best special of the year, in my opinion, so far. Sam talked about working with Eddie Murphy at Saturday Night Live, and Sam said, I think the craziest part was when he first got there and we were pitching and he was just being so cool. He was just talking about how his office used to be set up. Just getting to sit in a room with Eddie Murphy and just talk about a job that to some degree we've shared and the experience that we both had and hear his perspective and him asking how it is now and finding similarities and differences. That was just so wild, so crazy. I did a Velvet Jones pitch and the next day they were like, Eddie's people kind of like that. Maybe we could write something up and do it in this space. And I was like, that's cool because they originated this. He brought his original writers and stuff. I'm like, these are the people that came up with this and I'm just a fan, honestly. So to be even to touch that character and have Eddie do it and have the people that came up with it, it was like, wow, that was on target and funny. It was an honor, really. From Variety, Rob Delaney wrote an essay for The Guardian that detailed his decision to get a vasectomy and undergo the procedure in London, where he and his family live. In the piece, Delaney explained that his wife had birthed 4 children and had been pregnant for an estimated 166 weeks, so he figured, quote, the least I could do was let a doctor slice into my bag and sterilize me. His wife supported the decision and heartily agreed that a doctor should scalpel around in my balls so that she didn't become pregnant again, by me anyway. Delaney praised his, quote, balls guy, a nice Italian doctor named Bartolo, for giving his sack a confident grope. Too much information. Rob Schneider was in Seattle, and he was interviewed by King TV, and he was so excited. He said, King TV? I know King TV so well. Seattle was the place that made the difference in my career, my whole career. Apparently, Schneider did his first set at Swanee's, a place now known as the Comedy Underground. He said about Swanee's, you could drink beer, hide, and laugh at outrageous jokes. It was just incredible, and so Seattle's always the best place for me to do stand-up. 30 years later, he's still doing stand-up from a more mature perspective. His new Netflix special centers on the pitfalls of aging, shot 1 week before the COVID shutdown. He says, you never know when it could be the last time you get a chance to do a comedy special, and it turns out 8 days after we shot the special, it was the last chance anyone ever got to do a special. The Charlotte Observer caught up with Brian Regan. They asked him, hey, what's it like in Las Vegas these days? I guess the casinos are open again, right? Brian said, the casinos are open, but with social distancing. For example, a blackjack table that normally seats 5, now 3 people sit at a blackjack table. Some of the blackjack tables, they put plastic partitions between you and the other players and a partition between you and the dealer. But then you go to another casino and they don't have that. So they should have ads like, be safe here. And then other ads like, don't worry about being safe here. And they asked about doing a show for 120 people. And he said, it was a bit of a weird feeling. Like, I don't know how this is going to go. I hadn't done my act in 4 months. And I'm like, am I going to remember how to do it? I had to review and listen to a whole show and write everything down. Wow. Then the first day of the show in Portland, I worked on my act for like 3-4 hours beforehand, just making sure that I had the bits and the moments ready to rock. But yeah, it felt a little queasy hitting the stage. There's a certain energy to performing in front of a theater, and it's a different energy when you're performing in front of smaller audiences. I had to take my foot off the gas a little bit, but after the first show, I felt like, okay, I know how to do this. An essay in The Hollywood Reporter would like to switch how we're doing the Emmy nominations. They wrote, for more than a decade, the supporting and guest actor in a comedy Emmy categories have been dominated by performers from SNL. In fact, this year alone, a total of 8 cast members, including Kenan Thompson, Kate McKinnon, and Cecily Strong, and celebrity hosts Brad Pitt and Phoebe Waller-Bridge among them, have been nominated in just 28 available slots, accruing more than a third of the entire honors in these categories. Since 2008, 10 individual SNL players have received a total of 24 nominations in the supporting actor fields. And they point out things that, you know, are really getting a lot of attention. Back in the day, Portlandia's Fred Armisen, Key and Peele, Amy Schumer. The Hollywood Reporter writes, one could even argue that their inclusion here is category fraud. That isn't to say that veterans such as McKinnon or Strong don't deserve awards recognition for their work. They do, Indeed, they should be honored with their own performance categories that credit the creativity, versatility, and plasticity of their art form. It's time to create new Emmy fields for sketch comedy actors and guest stars. While we're on our high horse, I have one. The Grammy Awards. Every year, we see a bunch of things that I personally, humbly, just me, feel are actually Netflix specials, and they get nominated as albums. Some of these things that win Grammys for quote-unquote albums, I defy you to go purchase. Oh, I'm sure they're on sale somewhere on vinyl in a cool record store in the cool part of Portland, Oregon, and there's like 8 copies pressed, but these are Netflix specials. They are not albums, and I'd like to see some more paying attention to what's happening with quote-unquote comedy albums with the Grammys. Let me get off my soapbox and head over to Nebraska.tv. Nebraska comedians Larry the Cable Guy and Nick Hoff discuss their friendship. Who knew? Larry was in Hastings and he visited its golf course and he brought along his friend, up-and-coming comedian Nick Hoff. Nick grew up in Hastings and pursued comedy and said for a long time he's watched one of Nebraska's own. He said about Larry, "I loved this guy growing up. He was just bursting out when I was in college, and I remember people bringing the Blue Collar DVD in my dorm and would just sit there and watch and laugh." Larry said after the two comedians he partnered with left to work on their own, I guess that means Jeff and Bill, I guess. Someone called me up and said, "Who do you want to start your new tour with?" They said, "We have this new guy you might like, Nick Hoff. He's from Nebraska." And Larry said, "Yeah, I'll take him." And they asked, "Don't you want to see his tape?" And Larry said, "Nah, if he's from Nebraska, he's good enough for me." They've toured together for the last 5 years. And from the Christian Science Monitor, your home for comedy news, Nigeria, home to the world's second largest film industry, who knew, has long been a country that put a premium on locally told stories. And just as a far-flung Nigerian diaspora and international streaming platforms like Netflix have helped give Nollywood a worldwide reach, the internet has given the country's comedy a wider fan base. You gotta get down with the Nigerian comedy scene. For instance, earlier this year, Nigerian comedian Josh Elfred, known as Josh Too Funny, one word with a number two in there, touched off a global hashtag, #DontLeaveMe, with an Instagram video featuring a series of puns on the word leaf. By early August, the hashtag had close to 5 billion views on TikTok. TikTok, where you can become famous for doing puns on leaf or pantomiming Donald Trump videos. So if you are not hip to the Nigerian comedy scene, now you are. And if you haven't had enough of me, don't forget, I host the weekly comedy thing on the Live by Live app. It is spelled Live X Live, one word. It is free. On there, you will find streaming music stations, streaming comedy stations that play stand-up comedians, and a show called The Weekly Comedy Thing, hosted by me, which is kind of like this, sort of, except I don't really talk about the Nigerian comedy scene, but say I mention, oh, I don't know, Dane Cook. I'll play a bit by Dane Cook after I tell a little story about him. So it's The Weekly Comedy Thing, new episodes every Sunday morning. I usually publish it around breakfast time, and I eat my bacon on bagel, and I check to see if I made any mistakes, and most weeks I made mistakes. If you want to hear mistakes, here's the secret. Like, listen to it at, like, right at 8 a.m. Eastern time, and you'll be like, oh, that idiot messed up again, but I fix it by like 8:15. So you got a small window there to bust me. Live by Live app, Weekly Comedy Thing. Otherwise, back tomorrow with more daily comedy news. You know what to do, right? You subscribe on Apple, you subscribe on Google, or you follow on Spotify, and I truly appreciate it. See ya.